Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
It's time. It's Within Brim Skin time, number 84. Begging for more and more and more. I got my wingman, Zambo.
Hey, yo.
My other wingman, Alex.
Hey, what's up, guys?
It's going to be another epic episode. Why?
Because it always is.
Of course. That's what I'm talking about. So, as always, Within Brim Skin brought to you by Kikkoman, traditionally brewed soy sauce, making soy sauce cool again, Mane & Tail hair care products, discover the secret, and Beyer Dynamic high-quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need.
Man, I almost caught that with you. It's been so long.
It's been a while.
I was messing with the board, guys. Sorry about that.
Today's secret word is...
hungry. Okay, so I am going to say that because right now I am unbelievably hangry. I am in I didn't say the word.
Yeah, I know you didn't. That's why I didn't scream. He didn't hear it.
Just a little bit of gasp. Get a little bit of gasp. Anyway, so what do you call it? I am absolutely hangry because it is the last day of Yom Kippur.
Yes.
Obviously
it is.
It's 24 hours. What do you call it? 24 hours of Yom Kippur, and it is one of the most religious holidays of the Jewish religion, and I am a Jew.
I didn't know that.
Yes, it is.
What?
And you're Jewish too.
I didn't know that either.
Wow.
I'm joking.
You're not joking.
I am, well.
But I am going to be breaking the fast with some Fogo de Show tonight.
How dare you?
Well, you're the one who's going home to have dinner at home, and I understand
that. After sundown.
I understand that, yes.
Yeah, my mom would be not happy if I didn't show up with my the rest of my family, the uncles, the cousins, and all that stuff.
Oh, it's going to be one of those.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be one of those. She does it every year.
Throw down hoop to do things.
Yeah, and we invite the Christian grandparents over, and they get a
taste of it. Very nice, very nice.
Yeah, it's cool.
Well, what do you call it? Where I'm breaking fast with, you know, here.
With Fogo?
With Fogo.
What do you call it? Man.
The way, you know, because the family is home.
You guys are so lucky.
Exactly.
So, you know, I am like, you know, I finished off last night with, what do you call it? Our dinner was, you know, I made on the beefer. So I was messing around with the beef.
Oh,
I did
that thing! Oh my god, yeah. I want one.
It is amazing. I gotta tell you, like it is, hands down one of the coolest contraptions I've ever had.
Let's have one for the studio.
The problem is, we don't have the area to even store it in here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If we had a place to store it, then you know, then that would be one thing, and maybe I'd be able to get another one for the studio.
Sadness. But, I'm gonna set a single tear.
But no, when I tell you how ridiculous good it is just ridiculous good. I mean, legitimately to do a steak, it's like 5-6 minutes.
I know. We could be cooking steaks literally while recording Grindhouse.
This is true. Well, no, because you got to pay attention to it, so the sweet.
Yeah. So
burn.
In between one of the breaks, you know.
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I got to tell you, I am flabbergasted at how good it comes out. We've done a lot of stuff in it already, too. We've done ribeye steaks, we did sirloin steak last night for dinner. Dylan and I have done the chicken burgers, what do you call it? Just a little bit of everything, man. What do you call it? And we still haven't done the regular chicken. I haven't done, I did ribs. I did some five spice ribs.
Oh, baby.
Yeah. It was just, you know, like a delicious little crust. You know what I mean? It wasn't like, it's the flavorful, you know. And that's the thing, is that, what do you call it? So many people, like a lot of people would relate it to what they call a salamander in the foodie industry, which is basically just to heat some stuff up and broil it a little bit.
Salamander.
It's called a salamander.
Interesting.
But this is better than a salamander. And I got to tell you, I absolutely love it. So that's basically it with that. You know, so I started fast with that. And I also got, a Junior's cheesecake. I don't know if you guys have ever had Junior's cheesecake.
No,
yes,
never.
I have.
Nope.
Yeah.
One of my favorite cheesecakes in New York.
Junior's cheesecake is.
Oh, I'm not a cheesecake.
First of
person.
All, it's a famous cheesecake company.
Mm-hmm.
They're at it. They're out of New York. What do you call it? Really?
I hate cheesecake.
How dare you?
I'm sorry.
And if they sponsored the show, we'd love cheesecake.
Well,
right?
Then no, you'd still hate it.
If there's a I like chocolate cheesecake.
That's fair. They make that.
They do. They do make, and it's the only cheesecake I've ever had that I was just like, oh, I could eat this all day.
Well, they're not sponsoring the show, but what do you call it? I did get a Junior's cheesecake. I saw that they had it in the supermarket. And I was like, yes,
it's chocolate.
So no, I don't like chocolate cheesecake.
I love chocolate.
Oh, no. So I wound up doing the whole thing with starting fast.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Then after that, obviously, you can't eat until sundown the next day.
Yeah.
So, you know, here we are.
Here we are.
You had a hell of a meal, to start the fast. Yeah. So, you know what? I think you did pretty all right.
Yeah, I tried.
I'm going to take that as a nice good old 8 out of 10 right there.
It'll be real good.
Yeah.
You know what? Another cool thing is, what do you call it? This coming up this week, yeah. We were going to have a whole bunch of the new GHR merchandise in studio.
We are.
So, guys.
Which means it's going to be everything ready to go for the store, which is already up anyway.
Yeah.
So, hey.
The store is up. So, if you guys want to check it out, again, thegrindhouseradio.com.
I believe you're wearing one of our shirts.
No, this is actually the shirt that I had made specifically.
Really?
For
me. That's just a custom shirt for you. It's not available to the public.
No. I could do something.
But
like
hey.
This. Yeah, maybe.
Not a bad idea.
Maybe
put us
all.
I think
maybe
they
put
would sell.
Three,
it looks kind of cool.
Maybe put our foreheads in the heart.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
kind of cute,
right?
That's kind of cute.
I had the grind, yeah.
I don't know if Brim's head will fit.
Wow.
No. That's ego.
You're going with the
that's
ego
not hair.
Thing, huh?
That's ego.
That's messed up, man.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Listen, at the end of the day, be happy that I have an ego and can get things done.
It's because of that ego that Grindhouse exists.
I don't know about all that, but what do you
call
it?
It's partial.
It is partial.
Well, no, I think that that's what drives you. I mean, like, isn't that a driving force of people that I would
success,
say?
Success drives me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Success,
I mean, I think that's part of ego,
determination. Yeah, no, ego can be a good thing. It could be a bad thing.
Right, that's what I'm
saying.
I'm not saying as a bad thing. I'm just saying that I think that that part of you is what drives you to always succeed, to always try and, you know, have a leg up above the competition and what eventually brought us to where we are today.
I got to tell you, what do you call
it? It definitely helps.
I think my Brimmobile drives me to where I want to go.
Your Brimmobile.
You know?
Are we actually going to get you a Brimmobile?
He has one.
I have one.
Well, like with your face on it and everything like that.
You
like a Batmobile.
It's his badass, cute-ass Fiat.
Yeah, no. What I would like to do, though, is I would like to get an RV for GHR and have...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll have the faces on that. But what do you call
it?
The RV is what I really want. Mm-hmm. We'd have everything set up on the inside. We get our Bad Dynamics in there. We'll get some
we'll get the
stuff
Beefinator
from Zoom,
thingy.
It better have a custom...
From Zoom USA. Yeah, Zoom USA.
It better have a custom horn.
That stupid
Come
horn
on.
Thing? No.
Come
no.
on.
No.
Come on.
No.
Can we have that grill in there, though?
What
would the horn be?
We need to have one of those grills
in
there.
Well, I would have
a portable beefer like ready to go.
Beef would be ready
to
go.
Just take it out and pop it.
Just take it out, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. That
cook
I'd
steaks on
the
road.
Well, I mean,
Brim, pull over.
The
I need to cook a steak.
The stoves in the RV are gas, so it takes gas or is it wood fired?
No, it takes gas. It takes, what do you call it? It takes propane.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's perfect then. So that means
propane.
We can just literally
you might actually be able to attach it directly to the. Well, listen, let us cross that bridge when we get there.
We'll burn that bridge
but
when
we get there. I am 150%. Down for doing an RV and a wrapped RV, which is what I wanted to do for a while now. And
if we do that, we have to hit every national park, in like the one main national park in all 50 states. We do that map,
okay,
and then we do an event in every state at some point. Like we just do a big old like, and then at the end of it, we just hate each other for like 3 weeks. Then we get back together and we're like, hey, everybody, we missed you.
I don't need to go away with you guys for 3 weeks to hate each other.
Yeah, you're right.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't hate you guys.
Yes,
there's just severe distaste.
I get angry with you guys. I don't hate
that's
you
true.
Guys.
Angry
there's
Brim
a difference
is not
between,
a fun Brim.
Is a difference between angry and hate? You know what
hate
I'm saying?
Hate means forever.
Yes.
Angry is a temporary item.
Like I'm displeased. That's
like
I like that word.
Right now,
I
will be honest. I'm displeased.
Have a distaste. I understand. Yeah.
I was annoyed with Steve on Friday. He had a day,
which I owned up for.
Which he owned
up
to. He owned
I apologize.
Up to. But what do you call it? Little things. All the little things add up to be big things, and that's and that it just irritates the crap out of me. And that's it. That's all I got to say about that.
That's
you know
fair.
What I mean?
Okay.
So what do you call it?
This is within Brim Skin. This is where
you
get the vent.
You know, listen, I bust my ass.
Yeah.
You know, and I am, you know, I would like to think that I am, you know, one of the marquee people here. You know what I mean? And
marquee?
I've already, yes.
Is that a word?
Yes, marquee, meaning one of the top players.
Sounds like an animal.
If not not the top player.
Well, he is also definitely a funky one of the bunch. So
the funky, yeah. Like
he
like
is
Marky
a marquee
Mark.
Mark.
That's pretty funny. Well played.
I didn't realize you were. See, I thought you were kind of going for that.
No.
All right, so that's why I did.
But
I'm glad I did it.
In terms of trying to get I'm just. I can't even get my words out.
That's fine. How about we take a quick break?
I'm with
and
you.
Then you can
and
recollect
maybe I
your
can
thoughts,
recollect my thoughts.
And maybe you can tell us what gets in your skin.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, this is Adam from Big Brother 13, and you're listening with Brim.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course.
Try this. Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%.
Hey, that's my line.
It worked. Thanks, Budget Heroes.
We saved today.
I see what you did there.
up,
save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof.
I'll get you next time, Budget Hero.
It's Morphin Time!
Hey man, this is Austin St. John, ASJ Jason, the original Red Ranger. You are listening with Brimstone.
This is Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Do yourself a favor. If you don't want me shaving your head, you gotta tune in to my brother, Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the lady of the lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Thy thoughts consumed. Everything has been returned. Welcome back to Within Brim Skin.
That's how we're coming in?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, cool. I like it.
Yeah.
Right,
cool.
He comes in with a quote, ends with a quote.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have just easily gone, Doomslayer, thy flesh consumed.
So, anyway. Can we talk about why I was irritated with
Go for it.
What do you call it? So
it's fine.
You know, it's not a bad thing. I'm talking about. So
it's something that I can kind of. Not really control. It kind of sucks.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. It.
Oh, you know,
did you turn into the Hulk?
No. What we were supposed to be discussing, the reason why I waited for him is because I'm doing a book. I actually sent it off to the printers today. It's called Brimisms.
Hey.
Brimisms,
and it's what do you call it? It's quotes. For trying to inspire and so forth, and you know, and it's stuff that I've put out in the past, but now it's going to be like a little coffee table book.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And the reason why I was waiting for Steve is because we were going to go on to do his book Zambology, which is going to be little Zambology facts that.
Can I get a subtext in there?
Yes, go ahead.
Zambology, ramblings of a madman from the Grindhouse Radio.
There you go.
You're welcome.
Yeah. There we go.
Okay.
So that's
I thought of that just now.
So we'll write it down before you forget.
I'm going to write right now.
Zambology, the study of Zambo.
Exactly.
So basically, you know, so we have some more, you know, stuff for the website. And, you know, since he does Zambology stuff, mm-hmm. you know, all the time, he just comes up with stuff out of his ass. You know, I figured, you know, it would be fun to do a coffee table book with that too. You know,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. And honestly, I thought it was an amazing idea. And I started thinking of a few,
Yeah.
But I have to start committing the rest of the paper. So, like, I got maybe, like, two or three, but I want to try and get a good, like, what, like 30?
You need
31. I'm going to try and shoot for a little more.
31
so that we
pages?
Have a little more to play with. Yeah, okay. Each one's a page.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll do, like, a little subtext. Like, let's say if it's a factual one that actually has some form of fact behind it,
yeah.
then we'll maybe, like, cite the source and be like, actually, this was a true fact because of da-da-da-da-da, and then we can do, like, a little blurb to show, like, hey, that actually meant something. He's full of useless knowledge, but damn, is it fun.
He's full of useless knowledge.
I am. I am a giant wealth of useless knowledge.
I love it.
And I never know how to apply it.
You should go on Jeopardy.
No. I'm not that good. I won't say I'm not that good, but I could probably get
on Jeopardy.
I could probably get through all the 200s and 400s. After that, I'm done. I'm probably out.
There you go.
Exactly.
What do you call it?
Did you ever see the Jeopardy player that, like, threw Jeopardy for a loop, and instead of going for the 200s, he went immediately for, like, the low ones, it just screwed up the game. They created new rules because of him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was fun.
Yeah. I didn't know about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was great. Yeah. I love watching contestants, like, you know, they really get into the game show, and then, like, they find a way to cheat the system. Like, there was one called, it was, like, whack a something, where you had to stop, like, it was like a spinner thing, and this guy memorized every single pattern that was on the board, and he just kept getting free spins and kept getting money, and they had no idea what was going on. The game channel or whatever, they were like, we're freaking out. They were like, what does he do? He's got to be cheating. How is he cheating the system? This doesn't make any sense.
I just do math.
Yeah, no, he memorized every single pattern.
Wow.
Yeah, won a lot of money. That is banned now.
Wasn't that Wheel of Fortune?
No, not Wheel of Fortune. There was little. It's called like Wazoo or something like that.
Oh, Wazoo, okay.
I don't know what the hell it's called.
I'm like, it's got to be one of the two popular ones, but all right, that makes
sense.
No,
this one's not popular, but nice. Oof, man, it was funny.
Oh, boy, was it fun.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Oh, boy, SpongeBob.
Anyway. So,
Yeah.
Thank you, sorry.
You're very welcome. No, it's fine.
All right, so, no. I was just getting a phone call. And
I know.
Had,
that's why I was
so
like,
I had
wait,
to
you
message
had to...
him back and be like, hey, I'll call you back. What do you call it? So,
is it Fogo? Is our food?
What was that?
Is it Fogo?
You mean our food?
No.
Well,
that was
your
that
food.
That's what I thought.
So, all right, so back and forth with the Henry Winkler camp for GHO.
Oh, yes.
So, what do you call it? I've been waiting to hear back, you know. You know, I'm just waiting to hear back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, so he was just messaging me, and I don't know if it was to tell me that he could, he can't, he still hasn't heard. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm just waiting to hear back. So I had to respond. I apologize for blanking out for a hot minute.
No, that honestly, the blank out would most likely be cut a little bit because yay editing. So there,
oh, there you
go. All good.
Yeah.
So that little hiccup of you not talking on your own show.
It's okay.
Don't
and they didn't even hear it. They don't even
don't
know it.
About
but well, now
we're
they
talking
do
about
we're
a moment that doesn't exist.
Right, well, it exists. It exists. Just leave it. It's
this was not that moment that we spoke about before. This is just a tribute.
There we go.
This is a tribute.
Couldn't remember. Oh my lord. All right. Anyway, back to where we you know need to be.
Yeah. What's going on with Embrimskin?
Yeah.
What's underneath your skin? I don't know, man.
You don't know what?
I don't know.
You're not prepared for your own show.
Have you been
this
exfoliating?
Is a rarity.
Have you not listened to what I said throughout the entire beginning of the show? I have been sitting and consumed with work for the last however long, but at least the last 2 weeks, I've been here every day, early and late, sitting. Ooh. Okay. Well, that's a lot, man.
No. I'm saying like ooh, like that's a lot.
It was an
ooh. Oh, I thought
of,
it was like a ooh, like a sarcastic.
No, not sarcastic.
He's not that sarcastic.
Yeah, no.
When I'm sarcastic, you know I'm sarcastic.
But I'm working my ass off to get stuff done, and I just, you know, I don't want to discuss this on air.
Okay. Justin. All right, fine.
You know what I mean?
It's just a lot of good stuff going on.
Topic change.
A lot of stuff going on, and I just want to make sure that things are done. And, you know, we've got a lot of really big things going on and big things coming up that people don't know about and that I can't discuss on here and I can't even tell you people about.
They're just going to have to wait a little
people
bit.
People have to wait for about a week or so. And
oh, week? That's it? That's really not bad at all.
Yeah.
That's literally the next episode. They'll find out, like, what you're talking about.
Well, now, that's called, in the industry, a bait and hook.
Yeah.
So that means you'll have to tune in next week as well
to find out what happens,
there
baby boo.
Go.
Yeah. What do you call it? I was happy to get this past week. I got a nice package from Bigelow Tea.
Oh, yes.
They sent us some of the new cold brew.
I had some of them. The cold brew teas, yeah.
They're pretty delicious.
I had the hibiscus and lemon one. That was very good.
I had the watermelon one.
That's
watermelon
a good one.
Mint or something?
Watermelon cucumber mint or something like that?
Oh,
yeah,
it was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, it's just different.
No, it is, but it's really, really good.
Yeah, and then they're restocking us. They're sending in a whole bunch of the hot teas also.
Oh, that's so nice.
So,
of them.
What do you call it? It's been a while. You know, we haven't needed it because they stocked us up so well.
Yeah, I mean, literally, when's the last time we got stocked? That was a couple years ago, at least like 2 years ago, it felt like.
No. We've had since.
We've had some?
But maybe about a year.
I don't remember because the last time I do remember is when we first got our shipment, and it was like a huge shipment with like the engraved box and everything like that, which was so nice.
Yeah. No, they sent one after that.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, they sent one after, and they also had been sending for every year for the Best of Long Island.
Oh.
To which the banquet was canceled and moved again.
Of course.
So, you know.
I mean, today's climate.
It's just so stupid, man. I get it.
It is what it is.
Just don't book it until, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, don't tell us until you know.
That's what screwed me up for, you know, our show next week, figuring out times and dates, because if I would have been able to tell, you know, Henry's people, you know, all right, this is when I need Henry.
But we didn't know.
You know, but I didn't know. So,
now we do, but then it may be too late because of just planning.
It's all right. I'll figure it out.
Maybe wait.
We'll figure it out. If it's not this week, then it'll be another thing. Also, what do you call it? I got word that Ricky Rocket's supposed to be coming on GHR.
Hey,
you know who that is?
Ricky Rocket. Why does that sound so familiar?
He's the drummer from Poison.
That's that makes sense. Yeah.
That's cool.
So I spoke with Ricky the other day.
Poison.
Yeah. Different type of Poison.
I know still.
But you know, legendary band.
Wonderful.
Oh
so,
my God. They're so good.
Yeah,
that's
so
really
I'm excited
cool.
to
CC's
do that.
CC's such a great guitar player.
Yeah. No, CC's great. What do you call it? CC's a real nice guy. He's a real nice. See, I was backstage with Bumblefoot.
I'm not saying Sabathia, right?
Who's
CC? CC
Deville. CC Deville.
Deville, thank you.
CC Deville.
CC Sabathia is somebody else.
Yeah,
I don't know who the hell that is. I'm sorry. I know that's a somebody, but I don't know which
CC,
somebody.
CC, pick up your guitar and talk to me.
Well, Poison is Brett Michaels, Ricky Rocket, Bobby Dahl, and CC Deville.
I literally only knew
the
two.
That's the last name. I'm sorry. For the life of me, I always suck at last names.
No,
I apologize. I apologize.
No, it's fine. But what do you call it? So, you know, very, very psyched about doing that. What do you call it? Just, you know, we got a lot of really cool people coming up on GHR that
Hell
I'm psyched
yeah,
about.
Man.
Also, I want to talk about in the next segment, we're going to be talking about National College Radio Day and why it's so important to support that. What do you call it? But in the meantime, what do you call it? Just again, guys, you know, make sure you tune in this coming week to GHR because we've got a little bit of Never Ending Story love coming on.
That's right.
The never-ending story.
Yeah. Very psyched about that.
Yes, we do.
We're going to have fun with that. And then
I'm excited.
In another couple of weeks, we're going to have on Atreyu.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wait, what?
Yes.
Really?
So, yes.
Oh, that's cool.
So we've got a couple of cool things going on with GHR. Again, lots of other updates on GHR website, thegrindhouseradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you hit that up. Anyway, why don't we take a quick break? We'll be right back with some more WBS within Brimskin.
Hey, guys. This is Anamia, and you're listening with Brimstone.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hello, this is Andre Stoiger, the voice of Owl, Winnie the Pooh, reminding you that you're listening with my favorite people, Grim, and every once in a while, Sambo.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before?
We're a family-friendly sports theme bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Antonio Fargas, and I'm here with Brim.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
Hey guys, this is Ben Wise. You might know me from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You don't mess with the Zohan, War Dogs, and coming soon, Elements of Matter. You are listening to the one and only Brim.
No work, no effort. Just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find a location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hello, this is Bumblefoot, and you're listening to my pal Brimstone.
Now we're back to Within Brimskin.
Hello. What up, what up?
So, what do you call it? Yeah, man. So now I wanted to talk a little bit about National College Radio Day.
Sounds good to me.
So
That's a day?
It is actually a day, and, you know, Steve and I were involved in a discussion. Well, I was involved with a discussion with them the last week, and then Steve and I did drops for them.
Kind of coattailed in on that one.
Yeah, and it was a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
What do you call it? They were very, very happy about it. They got a lot of hit out, you know, hits on it.
I'm glad they did.
And they were super psyched about it. Mm-hmm. And so National College Radio Day is basically very important because basically what it's doing is it's trying to put eyes on college radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why that's so important is because it is it's the opportunity for these kids to be seen and be heard that, you know, this is the future of our business.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Future of entertainment, future of broadcasting, and they need a shot. All right.
Yeah.
Now, for those of you who don't know, Steve came from college radio.
I did.
Kim came from college radio.
I did.
Tom came from college radio. What do you call it?
Kind of, yeah.
What? Is he shaking his head?
No, he kind of did.
Well,
he didn't come from college radio.
No, not really.
He's in the studio. Well, you did. You came from CSB. CSB is still college radio.
We can't hear him. Why are we talking to
but
him?
But because he's in studio. But what do you call it? But you were still on air. You were still on air. You know, yeah. Not maybe not on air, but you were out of college.
Were you on ANR, college. All Noise Radio, or no?
You had to have done.
I tried to, but they never put my show up.
Oh, that sucks.
All right. They never put his show up.
Oh well.
All right. Well, I'm gonna still consider because we got you from college, so. I'm still considering that college radio.
You know what?
Radio.
Let's just say as if it was a pilot that they bought the pilot but never aired it.
Let's
there
just
say
go.
That they bought the pilot but never aired it. So technically, yes.
Again, listen, at the end of the day,
it's, like
it's,
I touched
it's
scuba
broadcasting.
Tank. Well, I did go scuba diving.
But Tom went to school for broadcasting, as did you, as did
Kim. Yeah.
So, you know, at the end of the day, you know.
We all have some form of connection
right.
to it.
Right. That's my point in that, you know, that whole situation.
Yeah, yeah.
So my thoughts here are that, you know, when I got started, just to tell a little story, and then you can tell your story.
No, go right ahead. Mine's pretty short.
My story is when I was going to college, I went to Nassau Community College, 13th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
that's
my,
what I called it, too.
Yeah, and my band at the time, Image, we did a three-song demo tape.
Okay.
And I was like, you know, I want to get this aired. I want people to hear it. You know, what do I need to do? So I was like, you know what? Let me go and check out, you know, the local college radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll also contact some of the other stations locally to see what I could do if I can get on. Nice. So I went down, and they were very welcoming at Nassau Community. And WHPC 90.3, and, you know, I went down, and I did one interview. And then I wound up doing another one, and another one, and another one. And then
another
I wound
one.
Up, yeah, just
another, and another one.
I knew somebody was going to do that. One. But what do you call it? What wound up happening is I became family down there. And then all throughout my career, I'd always gone back there on multiple different shows, mm-hmm. You know, to you know, basically hit some of the college audience.
Yeah, that's
and,
badass.
And what do you call it? Now, had I not done that, it wouldn't have given me the experience that I needed to sit and present myself and what I had going on to a professional radio situation, you know, in terms of interviews and so forth.
So if you wouldn't have done all that radio stuff in college, there's a chance that GHR wouldn't have been a thing?
Nah, well,
there is a chance.
There is a chance, but I'm saying in general for the whole Brimstone vibe, when I started doing interviews, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I knew what I was doing. I was an old pro already.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I had done so many different college radio stations and then up from there. So if I wouldn't have done the college radio, I would have never been prepared for the television that I wound up doing in terms of TV interviews, being on all the affiliates,
right.
being able to sit and go from one to the next to the next. I learned a lot, and I was just a guest. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So now, you know, a lot of the people that I met back in those days went on to work for big FM stations, you know, things in Manhattan, the whole nine yards, and they're doing big things now. You know what I mean? So I got to say that it was a big opportunity for them. And you know, Zambo, what's your story?
So I started off with college shortly after high school. I went to a college called Alfred State. And that's a place upstate. It's in between Rochester and Buffalo.
Okay.
But it's not too far from Rochester, so it's a little closer to there. It's like 45 minutes southwest of Rochester, mm-hmm. if you really want to get an idea, I think, from my memory. And they had one particular radio station there on campus. And honestly, I forgot the call signs now that I'm thinking about it, and I feel awful thinking about it. But I remember that it was their logo was the same frog from the Tropical Cafe.
Kermit the Frog.
It was the same, like, tree frog.
It's a dark.
It was the same tree frog from the tropical. You know, remember that restaurant?
It's the poison dark frog. I know what you're talking about.
I'm trying to remember the name of the frog. Thank you. And I remember when I started
the cute
there.
Frogs.
It was one of
there's
the cute
more
frogs.
Than
but
one poison dart frog.
Yeah, don't touch them. That's why they're called poison dart.
Was it a green one or a red one?
Green with orange little tips.
There we go.
Green with orange tips. Yeah. And I think red eyes, I think. Or dark blood orange eyes. Anyway, went to the first meeting, and I was doing computer science at the time because I didn't really know what I wanted to do, and I like computers, so I'm like, all right, let me try that.
Yeah,
computer nerd.
Did that, exactly. Stop all the downloading. And I went to the meeting. I met the dude who was a complete and utter hippie, but he was the coolest dude I've ever met because I was able to learn everything about the ins and outs of how kind of radio started without even taking a class from him. And this guy was like a doctor in like chemistry. So, like, he had all these interests in science and everything like that.
A hippie doctor.
And he knew his stuff when it comes to chemicals and chemistry, but then you get on him for radio, it's like this dude should have had a professor's collegiate, like, doctorate in broadcasting and media communications.
Wow.
That's how much I learned from him.
That's crazy.
And I learned about the A-tracks, the beta
old
tapes,
school,
reel-to-reel editing.
I
learned boards, everything. I learned everything from him in the beginning, and I fell in love with it immediately. I think I was only on air once because I just loved fiddling with the tech so much that I would just sit in on other DJ sessions with who then became my friends there and just work their like music switching for them. Like they had a particular setup for vinyls only as well as like a virtual DJ session. So like I would be the one just flipping the vinyls out for them if they didn't want to do it. And it was so cool.
Isn't it crazy how they used to edit tape? Like they took razor blades
to
the tape and then put it
and glued it
and glued it
glue,
or just used tape.
That's why the term cutting room floor makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I know, which is so crazy.
You know, that's how Sgt. Pepper actually half of the songs were kind of they had a cutting room party.
Strawberry Fields, I know 100%. Mm. You can hear where the splice is.
Yep, that was one of the songs.
I think
another one too was Sgt. Pepper's. It was either Reprise or the regular. It was one of the songs. It was either I think it was the original, the OG one, and not the Reprise.
Not a Beatles fan, but I do know about Strawberry Fields.
It's so cool. But yeah, so since then, that was like the little seed, the little bug that bit me. And
been an audio guy ever since.
Basically, honestly, I just started developing from there.
Well, you know, I mean, it's crazy, like I said, and now you're doing GHR, you got WBS,
yeah.
You're doing voiceover work, you're doing a whole bunch of different things that, again, you know, had you not done college radio,
I may not have found at all.
Right.
And if I did find it, it wouldn't have probably led me to here.
Yeah.
It would have led me somewhere else probably.
Right.
Who knows?
It's very interesting how things work out.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the end of the day, the point is that you need to support the arts, and broadcasting is an art.
Hell yes, support the arts.
And you know, again... people might go, oh, it's college radio.
Don't worry about the fact that it's college radio. They're still playing music.
And so many of them are so good.
Exactly.
They're so good. Some of them have great talent.
Let me even tell you, too. Like, I had to review albums that got sent to us before putting them on air.
Yeah.
Like, I was the dude that they would have to... I was the music director, technically, the on-air music director.
Oh, wow.
So I would... there was one day where 1 week we had 50 CDs that I had to go through.
Oh, wow.
That was about... 80 hours of music almost.
Would you have to like listen for curses and things like that?
I had to listen for curses. I had to listen for clean versions of songs. What type of songs do they categorize them in? I had to log them, their name, their time. Like, luckily, they were mostly CDs and not blank CDs with Sharpie on them. Because if they were those, if they were actually those, I had to put them into a separate pile.
Wow.
Because they could not be put on air until we contacted those people if they left even contact information.
Copyright stuff.
Yeah.
I used to get to pick out whatever singles and everything that I wanted that they didn't need anymore.
Yeah.
They'd have the box.
No. Whenever I wanted to, I was always able to take those CDs. I think I had like one or two of them left over years ago.
Oh yeah.
It was great. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then it was really cool. Really cool because I got a chance to check out some jazz music I've never experienced before.
I love jazz.
And that's how I found King Gizzard, actually.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
That's how I found them.
Well, everybody, that's about all the time we have for Within Brimskin this week. Make sure you tune in every single Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to hear a new episode.
Yeehaw.
You can get us on TheRealBrimstone.com or TheGrindHouseRadio.com, iHeart, Google, all that jazz. Make sure to follow us on social media, and as always, have a good night.
Aww.
Good night.
Papa Bowie.